The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hi, everybody. Chauncey here. I hope you're ready for today's program because, man, it is a jam-packed show. Wow. Oh, I can't even tell you. Well, I'm back from turkey hunting, and let's just say turkeys 3, Chauncey 0. I had some chances, but kind of didn't, you know, cash in on the chances, but I'm going to be going back out for the fifth season, so we'll keep you posted on what's going on there. And before I go on with today's show, I want to say thank you to the South Plainfield High School bass fishing team and the ICAST coaches tournament. It's a high school tournament series that was all out at Braidwood Lake last Saturday. Did a great job, and I saw 20-some veterans go out with kids and enjoy a windy day on Braidwood, but they caught fish, won prizes, and had a great time. And congratulations to all the teams that were part of the ICAST coaches tournament that were there. There were over 80 boats out of Braidwood Lake. It was a great event. And speaking of that, don't forget, April 30th, we've got the big Fishing for a Cure that Brett Nauman will be talking about on the program a little bit later today. But on today's show, let's talk about an accomplished fisherwoman and hunter. That's right, Abby Hayes, a whole 12 years old, who has 3 turkeys under her belt, several deer, ducks, and geese. Wow. She has taken these and is truthfully a smart, intelligent, great kid. It was just a sheer joy to talk to her. It really was. And then after Abby's on, we're going to have Mark Kays. He's an angler who helped build Rend Lake many years ago. He got out of high school. They were building Rend Lake, and he's been there ever since. And he's got some secrets we're going to pry out of him and just talk about what the quality of Rend Lake is that we don't see under the water. Then Brett Nauman, we mentioned that at the top of the paragraph here, that from Constellation Power, who is they're the ones supporting the Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament on April 30th. That's the end of this month. I'll be there as the MC, having a great time laughing, cheering everybody on when they're doing the big weigh-in. There's a $10,000 guaranteed prize package. Not a, well, if we get this many, you get this. No, 10 grand prize package guaranteed for the top 10 spots. First place, you're talking over $4,000 in cash. Sounds good to me. I think I want to get in on this. But you have to send in your check and be there to be part of this guaranteed $10,000 prize. But more important, all the money raised. Every single penny for the last 17, 18 years that we've been doing this tournament goes to charity. Every penny. There is no above-cost shirt. Everything is paid for by Constellation and raffles and different things that the... Actually, the raffles go to the charity, too. Constellation picks up the tab for everything. That's what I call a company supporting the community. And then in the last segment, we're going to try to have on our Aiden Fishing Report and some other outdoor stuff, because a lot of activities going on in Lake Michigan right now. Hoo-hoo! We should be out there coho and pike and smallmouth and bass and a little perch, and everything seems to be active on Lake Michigan in between
heavy winds and rain. All right. But first of all, let's hear from our good friend, Abby. I love this little girl.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And let's see who's calling in here. I think it's somebody I'm waiting to talk to. Oh, yes. It's Miss Abby Hayes. Abby, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm trying to have some fun today. You know that? Did you? Now, Abby, I have known for a couple of years. Abby is how old again, Abby?
I'm 12.
12 years old? Okay, just a little bit louder in your voice, if you don't mind. She's 12 years old, and she loves the outdoors. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, now you like to fish.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite fish?
Largemouth.
Oh, are you a largemouth girl?
Yes.
Mm. And what else do you like to fish for?
Crappie is one of my other favorites, definitely.
Because crappie looks so good on a plate, right?
Yeah.
But now, you know, Abby's not just a 12-year-old with one train of outdoors. Abby loves to hunt. Is that true?
That is true.
Now, what have you hunted?
I hunt deer, duck, and turkeys.
Deer, ducks, and turkeys. Now, when you're hunting deer, what are you using?
I'm usually using a 20-gauge shotgun. And I'm going to start hunting crossbow soon.
Ooh, very good. And ducks, you're going with your 20-gauge, right?
Yeah, usually.
Mm-hmm. But since it's the spring of the year,
yeah,
it's that time for turkey season, isn't it?
Yep, that's my favorite time.
Now, in Illinois, we have a thing called youth season for turkey, which is the weekend before everything starts for everybody else, I think, correct?
That's correct.
Now, how many turkeys have you shot total so far in your several years of hunting?
I've killed 3 so far.
I hope Mike Reynolds, our friend, is listening to this. So that, you know, Abby shot 3 turkeys, Mike. There you go. Turkey hunting. What makes it so much fun for you?
I really enjoy spending time with my dad in the outdoors. And I just genuinely find that fun. And seeing his reaction when you kill one is extremely satisfying, I guess.
Yeah, satisfying is a good word. I've spent a lot of time with your dad in a turkey blind laughing. That's why we don't shoot that many, because we're laughing so much.
Yeah.
You went out yesterday, correct? I mean, not yesterday, but the Saturday of the April 2nd, you went out, correct?
Yes, I went.
Okay, tell me about the day. What happened? How did it all go?
It started off, they were gobbling pretty early, which was a little unusual. But then we got in the blind, and everything kind of calmed down, and we didn't really hear anything else throughout the day. And then around 8 o'clock, it started snowing really bad, so we ended up leaving at around 9 without seeing a single bird.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty disappointing, but next day paid off.
Okay, so then the next day you go out there, and
yep.
You were the turkeys up in the trees gobbling, or were they on the ground gobbling?
They did both that morning. They, at the beginning, they all were, like, gobbling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got on the ground and started gobbling just about the same amount, which shocked us.
Mm. So they flew down from the roost, which, when you watch turkeys flying down from the roost, they're not really graceful when they come down.
No.
They kind of stumble, they fall over.
Yeah.
They just kind of flop on the ground sometimes. And they get puffed up, and then they start this. I don't know, well, they're gobbling to tell the hens where they're at. But, you know, when there's a whole bunch of them gobbling, it's like, who do you talk to, you know? So the turkeys are on the ground. They're gobbling away. Did you have to call to them a little bit?
Yeah, my dad called to them a little bit. And we got one of them. We could hear it coming closer, and then it just went silent, and we didn't hear it again. So we're pretty sure that one didn't like the decoys that were out.
Mm. Okay. So turkeys have really good hearing, and they have very good eyesight. But they can't smell for nothing.
Oh, no.
You know, which amazes me. And So when you get them to talk to you, when your dad's sitting there going, ar, with his call, and the turkey calls back, that gives a little chill in your spine, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you don't know, you can hear them, and you think you know where they're at, but then they're moving towards where they hear you calling, or your dad calling, and you're trying to figure out where are they. And they could be anywhere, right?
Especially in the blind, the calls usually echo, so you can't really tell.
Okay, never thought about that. Never thought about that. So you call them out there, and, you know, all of a sudden, you're sitting there calling, and then what happens?
So at first, we see, like, four gobblers and a hen following them. And they're walking kitty corner to a field that's out up and to the right of us.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't get them to stop. They were pretty good gobblers, but then about they had like 10-inch beards each.
Wow.
And then,
you could see that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 5 to 10 minutes later, a group of 5 Jakes come in. And they were all walking in a straight line, going straight to that field that the others went to. And we decide, my dad was like, you could make it, definitely. I'm like, all right. So I took the safety off, pulled the gun up, looked at it. I'm like, I have a little self-doubt, but I could probably make it. Pulled the trigger, and then he just flopped on the ground and didn't really move.
Oh, you rolled him down, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Did the other turkeys do anything?
They kind of just looked confused, walked over to him, and then left.
That's interesting.
So,
okay, so then you rolled the turkey, put the gun back on safety, took the shells out of it, and then you walk out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And what did the other turkeys do?
They immediately ran back into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked over there. And
all those other turkeys that were running were all saying, hey, Abby's out here. We better run. Abby's out here. We better run. Which is kind of a cool thing. And so then I know I got a couple of pictures from Dad. He sent me some photos.
Yeah.
I'm very, very appreciative of it. And it looked really good because there's you, the snow on the ground, and the turkey fan all fanned out in front of you. It really looked good. It really did. I liked seeing that a lot. So it was very good. So is there anything that you would like to tell somebody who has never gone turkey hunting about the fun of turkey hunting?
Well, the adrenaline is really exciting, especially usually everything happens so fast that you only start shaking after you shoot at the bird.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing somebody's face light up when they see the bird on the ground or something like that,
mm-hmm,
is extremely, like I said, satisfying. And it makes you, and the first time I ever shot a bird, it made me obsessed with hunting. But I could not stop thinking about it for the rest of the year.
No, wow. And of course, you take the bird back and you probably help Dad, but Dad processed.
Yep.
And then you have it for dinner at some time, right?
Oh, yeah, we're going to smoke this turkey, so that'll be nice.
Ooh, smoked turkey. Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very happy for you, Abby. Abby, it sounds like you had a great time, especially doing it with your dad, which is the most important thing. And I will look forward to when I come out there in about, only a few days. Only a few days and I'll be out there. And I hope you can give me some tips on getting a turkey, okay?
Okay, I would definitely will.
All right. Thank you, Abby. You're listening to Chauncey. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey here, calling all fishermen. On Saturday, April 30th, the Braidwood Station will host the 21st Annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament with a guaranteed purse of $10,000. Since 2002, we have raised over $700,000 for charity, and I will be the master of ceremony that day. And we know that fishermen have big hearts to help others, and there's no better way to do it than the fish, the Braidwood Station 21st Annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament. To get your registration form, go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook or email me at Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S, at AOL.com, and we'll email it right back to you.
Waterworks is ready to get you on the water this spring with a 2022 Lund or Low Boat powered by a Mercury outboard. But they also have fun, certified used boats that are in great shape. Need to repower? Try a new fuel-efficient Mercury outboard, and your boat will feel like it's brand new. Waterworks has everything for your boating fun. You can order and have it shipped to you, from parts, accessories, oil, or a new Mercury outboard. Waterworks has everything you need to be ready to go. Just call them at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course!
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, all I can say is we've got a gentleman on the phone. There was a great movie with Spencer Tracy called Old Man in the Sea. And he was about a guy who was fishing out there out in the ocean. He had a sailfish next to his boat, and the sharks are trying to eat it. And all. Well, you just rent the movie. You'll understand. Well, I don't have an old man in the sea. I got the old guy from Wren Lake.
That's a good one.
Hey, I hope I'm glad you're not offended by that, by the way.
No.
Hey, now listen, Mark.
Not at all.
You were there. I think I spoke to you about a year and a half ago. You were there helping build Wren Lake, right?
That's correct. I was. Yes, as a graduate out of high school.
So you have an intimate knowledge of this lake.
I do. I went from squirrel hunting Wren Lake and mining coal under Wren Lake, 800 feet, to fishing in Wren Lake. So I've covered it all.
I didn't know that they mined coal under Wren Lake.
They sure did. 800 feet deep, we mined it.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Okay, but, you know, don't get me sidetracked. But, you know, back to Wren Lake. This is 19,000 acres of just some of the most unbelievable fishery
in the state of Illinois. I mean, anywhere that is producing crappie like this lake produces over not just a year or 6 months, but for several years, what is the secret that the crappie are good, the cats are good, you get a little bit of striper action now in the fall? I mean, what is it with Wren Lake?
Yeah, we have a tremendous shad population, Chauncey. A big population, swarms of them. I'm talking truck-sized swarms, and the game fish are eating on them just year-round, and they are really growing well and reproducing well.
Exactly. And, I mean, when we talk about crappie fishing, and the Wren Lake, you can keep, what is that? Was it 25?
Yes, 25 fish.
But how many of them can be over 10 inches?
10 fish. 10 fish over, or a total of 25 any size. That's correct.
Right. And I get reports from people that they said, Chauncey, we can't catch a fish under 10 inches.
You're correct. That's been the biggest problem for 4 or 5 years. It's easy to catch your overs, catching your unders, and of course we all want to cheat. You know, mm-hmm. we want them 9.5 to 9.75 inches under.
Mm-hmm.
That's the toughest part, to catching the unders.
I know. And that's what they really, Mark is telling exactly. When you talk to somebody from Southern Illinois, they call it over and unders. And I'm like,
Yeah. We know what the target is. No mm-hmm. kidding.
Yeah. And Wren Lake, you know, if you guys get skim ice once every 5 years, that's kind of special.
Yeah.
You don't see it.
We're catching good fish. We have, man. It's pretty country, as you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything is blooming down here right now. The turkeys are gobbling. It's just a wonderful time of year.
Yeah. Now, up north where we are, mm-hmm. and it's cold yet. I don't care what you want to say, mm-hmm. but it's still cold. But, you know, down mm-hmm. in, you know, Wren Lake area, which is at exit 77, I call it a little bit of heaven at exit 77.
Yeah.
You know, right there, your water temperature is in the 50s, isn't it?
Yes, we're in the 50s now, and us local boys are watching that water temp, but we might be at local churches talking to each other. The talk is all about 60 degrees. That's the magic number. That's when they start spawning, and we got our eyeballs on it.
Yeah. Now, I recently have driven through Wren Lake a couple of times in the last 3 weeks, and I've noticed that the lake level's up. Now, it's not flood up, but it's up to the point where you've got some of the shoreline is flooded back a few feet. Is that good for the mm-hmm. crappies?
You bet. That water will warm up quicker, Chauncey, and it gets colored with this runoff water coming into it. So it colors up. It holds heat better, and when that starts happening, it warms those fish up, and that makes those males get in there and want to start getting those beds ready. Mm. And that kicks off the spring fish upon right then.
Yeah, and it's not just the flooded shallow areas that we're talking about. Oh my God! You know, Mark and another gentleman, Tim, with the Army Corps of Engineers, you guys have been instrumental in putting these massive fish cribs out into Wren Lake for years, right?
Yes. We have been for quite some time. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're putting in 32 new ones this coming Monday, the 11th. We're putting in 32 new ones. They're 4x4 foot square, 5 feet tall. Lots of shade. They're made in the air where the bass, catfish can get in the bottom. But the main show is for the crappie. They're fish attractors, but the crappie take over.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, there's, if I said there were a couple of hundred of them, would I be really off wrong?
No. There's probably that many or more. We're adding 32 just Monday alone by itself, and we'll probably put in another 50 or 60 in the fall, just mm-hmm. as quick as we can get them made.
Well, one of the things that I don't have a fancy boat with, you know, the $15,000 worth of electronics and stuff. I could just, I could use my cell phone in a, mm-hmm. just a rowboat with an outboard motor and find these fish cribs on Wren Lake.
Yes, that's correct. We have, those cribs are located in drop-offs. If we have drop-offs close to the bank, the shore fishermen can reach the same sets that guys in the boats are reaching. They're within easy casting range. And some of them are set up, you know, in other areas mm-hmm. that are easy for the bank. But just using a telephone, just the numbers are there at the Corps of Engineer building, and they'll gladly hand you out a piece of paper of all these sites. You can go and find them and find exactly where we're dumping out all the brush and all the attractors at.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think it's even on the renlake.com website. They have that information yes. for you. Let me tell you, there's nothing prettier than a crappie that's over 10 inches. There's nothing prettier than a crappie that's under 10 inches either.
As long as they're battered up, they're all beautiful.
You took it out of you took the words out of my mouth. When we're in that frying pan, there ain't nothing prettier than that.
That's right.
I could just smell them cooking. All right, you're losing it again on me, Mark. But it's not just it's a fantastic crappie lake, and is because you've been fishing it for I'm not going to say how old you are, but just a couple of decades.
No kidding. Yeah, the lake's been mature probably since the mid 70s or so, and it's been good fishing. Up and down during that time, as most lakes travel. But boy, the last
mm-hmm.
5, 6, 7 years are just tremendous. Just everybody's catching fish. It's just they're like you said, they're mostly large, but man, there's a lot of fish out there. Yeah. A lot of good fish.
And see, the thing that I believe that a lot of people don't understand is that Wren Lake is 19,000 acres. Okay, there is one resort called, in Wayne Fitzgerald State Park that may open in a couple of years here. I think it's coming around, but there's mm-hmm. nothing else there. You could feel mm-hmm. like you're in a whole different world because there's nothing there. And the lake And the lake is so diverse because the northern quarter of it is got a lot of mm-hmm. stumps and attractants, mm-hmm. natural attractants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the southern mm-hmm. part of it, you've got, the drop-offs, the different things. And, I mean, mm-hmm. if we started talking about catfish, I bet you I can get a whole busload of people real quick.
Oh, let me tell you what, the catfishing here, the big thing has been the last 8 or 10 years, the guides take guys out, they'll lay a tailgate down and just build about half of that truck full of catfish, and they take their pictures sitting on the tailgate. I mean, they catch boatloads of catfish. This mm-hmm. is a catfish lake. But it's always talked about second to the crappie because it's such a good crappie lake.
Yeah.
Catfishing is tremendous.
Yeah. Now, what about largemouth bass are holding their own down there, right?
Bass are holding their own. It's not known for its bass, mm-hmm. and it doesn't get fished real, real hard for bass, a few tournaments. But you just don't hear much about it because, the crappie and the catfish are supreme around here. It's mm-hmm. just a great fishery.
Oh yeah, and trust me, when you get off of exit 77 and you're going down the state route 154, and you could just mm-hmm. count the boats out there, bunka bunka bunka, on both sides of that roadway.
mm-hmm. Yeah. No matter which way the wind's blowing, you can get out of the wind.
Mm-hmm.
There's big rocks coming off the roadway the catfish get into, and, of course, the crappie like hanging around there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put 32 new attractants on that roadway come Monday. That's where they're going.
Ooh.
It's just a good, safe harbor. It's a safe place for people to fish.
Mm-hmm.
They're right in the middle of the lake and all the eateries around it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they're all going Monday. They'll be right in there.
Yeah. And the funny thing is when you talk to crappie fishermen up north, most of them will talk about minnows. At Wren mm-hmm. Lake, you guys are just using plastics a lot for your crappies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We use jigs. We're jig people mostly down here. Extreme hot weather, you may want to go to minnows. They get kind of lethargic out there,
mm-hmm.
and minnows are a good attractive, but most of the time the fish are very active, and minnows are all you need. Okay, what I meant was jigs are all you need, but I'll start from right there and correct myself.
Okay, Well, that's great, because this way you don't have to mess with the minnows. There's nothing wrong with the minnows, but I'm just saying you're able to do that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting because I've seen down there what they use multiple rods and troll for crappies called spider rigging. Just, you know, Mark, it's such a unique lake to go fish and have fun on.
You know, what happens at Wren Lake is typical with Southern Illinois. We are the north end of the extreme south.
Mm-hmm.
But we carry a lot of characteristics of a southern lake here at Wren Lake. Mm-hmm. And to highlight that is every now and then we'll catch a big old crappie, and he says, nice seeing you all. We know we're down south down here when the crappies start saying that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Mark, I want people to come down, and it's not, you know, if you go check out WrenLake.com, you've got great hotels. You have the seasons, and there's cabins down there you could rent from other places.
Correct.
You have some the Army Corps of Engineer campgrounds, second to none.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they're really nice.
And then you got, you know, several hundred crappie attractors that you got to fish them all. If you don't fish them all, you didn't fish the lake, you know.
That's right. Just into where the wind blows, just go to another location.
Yeah, and, you know, so when you come back, just remember Chauncey gets a package of crappies and a package of catfish. And
there you go. That's no problem. Yeah, we can do that. That's for sure, buddy.
Mark, thank you so much for coming on my show this morning.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and call anytime.
All right. That was Mark Hayes, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Oh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you came.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, I have a gentleman who I've worked with for a number of years now, and he is driving the car yet for what's now called Constellation Fishing for a Cure fishing tournament out at Braidwood Lake, Mr. Brent Nauman. Brent, how are you?
Hi, Chauncey. Thanks for having me on today. I'm doing good.
My friend, I keep telling people, in 2001, I get a phone call from some people out at the Braidwood Station saying that they want to run a charity tournament, and what do I think? And I go, are you nuts? And $700,000 later, I'm going, yeah, these guys are a lot smarter than me. Congratulations on such an unbelievable run you guys have had working with Constellation and the volunteers and everything and helping the community. This is an unbelievable tournament, isn't it, Brett?
Oh yeah, Chauncey. We're very proud of the tournament. Braidwood Station, the employees get behind this thing every year, and they raise money through various means, raffles. They sell T-shirts during their outage when they have a lot of people at the site, and it's just become something that folks have gotten behind quite a bit. You know, especially the last 10 years. A lot of that $700,000 been raised in the last 10 years or so. And just some really big numbers, you know, each year. And every year we pick a new charity, and, you know, it seems to get bigger and better. And, you know, a few years ago we broke the record, raised $67,000 for Lurie Children's Hospital. And this year we're hoping to raise a lot of money for Advocate Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
They're doing good work in the community too.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to keep adding to that total and keep raising more money for worthy causes. And when you talk about sick kids, that's about as worthy as the cause can get, right?
Oh, you can't get any more. And, you know, the neat thing is, yes, Advocates Children's Hospital is chosen. You're thinking about research, you're thinking about this, you're thinking about that. But you know what? When kids are in a hospital, it is the most stressing thing for them, because what can they do? They sit there, they don't want to be there. They're trying to get better. Their parents are, you know, and or whatever loved one is, you know, helping, taking care of them. The staffs are doing everything they can for them, and they just need to do something. And this is you're looking at doing some really virtual reality things for the kids there that is going to make their stay more, if you can say, fun in the hospital. More, you know, I mean, I think this is great, Brett.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, you know, hopefully it takes their mind off why they're in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, gives them some sort of joy during their day. You know, this charity is very important to the people that sit on the committee at Braidwood Station that picked it. You know, during the pandemic, one of our members, his son got really sick and stayed in one of the Advocate hospitals. And, you know, that was the reason we chose this charity this year. And it was their idea to, you know, set up this virtual reality program. They were looking to do something like this. We were, you know, more than willing to help. We got other guys that are on this committee that, I mean, have had sick kids in the past. You know, one of our top volunteers, you know, his son has cystic fibrosis. Another one, he lost his daughter when she was two. This was a number of years ago. But he and his whole family have been involved in Fishing for a Cure since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their involvement, you know, they're honoring the memory of, you know, their loved one that passed away when she was only 2 years old, sadly. So
yeah.
When we talk about raising money for kids, I mean, this one really hits the hearts of all of us at Braidwood that are trying to raise as much money as possible.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the tournament in a second, but I have to tell you, I'm going to get a little verklempt here, everybody. But 1 year, we gave three charities money for food pantries in their communities. This is one that Coal City and everything got hit by those tornadoes. And I will never forget this woman. I handed her that big fake check with the number on it. And she looked at it and she wasn't talking. I said, "Are you okay?" She goes, "Yeah, yeah." I go, "What's the matter?" She said, "Chauncey, I can buy food for a whole year for what I have in this check." Wow. That gave me chills. But that just shows the people of, you know, Constellation and the Braidwood plant there, how much they love their community and everybody pitching in. And you know, even your senior vice president, I'm trying to think of his name, I just forgot.
You might be talking about John Keenan.
Yeah,
He was a senior vice president last time you were out for the fishing tournament.
Right. I mean, it was just, you know, there's so many people that have dedicated themselves to helping the community through this event. And, you know, it's great. But, you know, something that Constellation is doing is there's $10,000 guaranteed prize money for the first 10 places. $4,000 for the first? Whoa. You know, second through third get $2,500 and $1,000. Hey, if I could fish this tournament, I'd be in it. But I can't fish it because I'm the MC. But
well, and I'll tell you what, Chauncey, you know, first off, you mentioned the $10,000. I'll tell you, there'll be no percentage taken off the top by anyone.
Mm-hmm.
All $10,000 is going to go to the anglers that participate in that tournament. And like you said, it'll be paid out to the winners.
Yeah.
And secondly, another great thing that Constellation does is they pay for the winnings, but they also pay for the expenses of the entire tournament. And that's, you know, everything that it costs to put a tournament like this on, which is, you know, considerable. They pick up the tab for all of that so that every single dollar that is donated can go straight to the charity. And I just think that's, you know, one of the great things about the company I work for, one of the reasons I find it to be a great place to work is, you know, they allow us, their employees, to go out in the community and make a difference like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I'm really proud of when it comes to, you know, why I love working for Constellation.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to sidetrack here a little bit before we're going to tell people more about the tournament. You know, and please, we want you to register. Don't wait for the day of registration. Register now, but we'll talk about that. But Constellation is also, they're putting in fish cribs. They're doing programs with the IDNR on Braidwood Lake. That lake is taken care of as if it was a beautiful young child to the plant. they love that lake, and they do so much for it. And it just shows. It really does. And it's a fantastic, I mean, heck, listen to my fishing reports. As soon as that lake opens up, people are catching 5 to 35, 40 fish a day. Nice largemouth bass. So that shows how they're concerned for the environment, you know?
Yeah, you mentioned the fish habitats.
Yeah.
Those, they look like PVC pipes, and they sink down to the bottom of the lake, but mm-hmm. the algae immediately begins to adhere to those pipes and
mm-hmm.
creates a great habitat for the fish. But, you know, the IDNR has told us time and time again that, you know, in the 15, 18 years that we've been putting those habitats into the lake, you know, the size of the bass in that lake has grown. You know, it'd be tough to find a bass that would weigh 3 pounds. And I mean, if we're going to be out at the tournament in a couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be catching 5-pound bass out there. So, I mean, the fish are just getting bigger, and that's what we want. We want Braidwood Lake to really be an asset for the community, mm-hmm. for it to continue to draw people there every weekend, even during the week, whenever it's open for fishing.
Yeah. And once again, this tournament is going to be on April 30th, right?
April 30th, that's right.
And we're going to start the tournament with, well, you get there before that, but, I mean, we want you to register early, okay? We want you to, you can go online, get the forms. Do you remember off the top of your head where to get the forms? Or I just tell people to send me a note and I'll forward it to them.
I would go and search Constellation Fishing for a Cure, mm-hmm. and the site will pull up. It's not an easy to remember URL, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's...
If you just do a search, you'll find it if you put in Constellation and Fishing Furniture.
Yeah, and the boats all take off at 6:30 in the morning. There's a little pre-meeting at 6. I'm doing my show from out there. And then, about 3 o'clock it ends, and we have a weigh-in on the stage. We have people's, the team numbers on a big board. Constellation is providing lunch for everybody there. We're playing some music. I mean, it is just a fun day out at Braidwood Lake South Ramp. It really is. And, I can't tell people enough to come, get out there, and let's have some fun.
Yeah, it's a good time, especially there as we're doing the weigh-ins and everybody's watching and seeing what the scale's saying for the three fish,
mm-hmm.
and, kind of doing the math, trying to figure out who's going to end up winning. It's always a good time.
No, it is. It is. If somebody has a question, should they give our friend Carol a buzz?
Yeah, they could give Carol Rindler a buzz, or they could give me a buzz too. So,
okay, what is
my information is out there on the website as well.
Is
it? Carol.
Very good, very good. And you can get that information. If you have a question, and or you could even send me a question, and we'll respond back to you as soon as we can. And that way, you'll be out there and ready. But don't wait till the last minute. Come on, register early. Be part of it, because we do have a cutoff. It's X number of boats, and we don't want to say, hey, you're a little late, but do it early. And you know what? Fishermen have the biggest hearts in the world. They really do. And they will do anything to help somebody. And if you throw a kid in there, I know fishermen who've gone fish into a store, bought $50 worth of stuff, and handed it to the kid and say, have a nice day fishing, and walked out the door. They will do anything. And this is what the fishermen are going to do. So I want everybody to sign up and have some fun with us that day.
We got a good group that fishes the tournament pretty much every year, and I look forward to seeing them after not having a tournament the last 2 years, mm-hmm. due to the pandemic. So I know it'll be a good time seeing some familiar faces, and I'd like to see a lot of new ones too.
Yes, we want to see those new faces too, and you know what? Next year it'll be even bigger and better, and who knows? We're going to be getting close to topping that $1 million mark. I don't know what's going to happen when we do that. I may have a big one. Not the floor, but $1 million of money raised with Constellation, the volunteers, the staff, the families of the volunteers, employees like you and many others that have put so much of their heart and soul into this program just to help others, not themselves.
And you too, Chauncey. You've been with this tournament from the very beginning. So, you're a big part of that success. And we appreciate all that you've done during the last 20 years of this tournament.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, Brent, we will see you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, thanks, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe Superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the 7th year in a row. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey here, calling all fishermen. On Saturday, April 30th, the Braidwood Station will host the 21st annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament with a guaranteed purse of $10,000. Since 2002, we have raised over $700,000 for charity, and I will be the master of ceremony that day. And we know that fishermen have big hearts to help others, and there's no better way to do it than the fish, the Braidwood Station 21st annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament. To get your registration form, go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook or email me at Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S, at AOL.com, and we'll email it right back to you. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Catfish, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie. Catfish, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, boogie.
Woke up this morning about 4:30. Who'd I see tiptoeing across my floor? My ever-loving baby with a rod in her hand, heading for the creek called Catfish Land. She yelled at me and said, "Get up, son, come along with me and let's have some fun." I grabbed my britches and a long cane pole, headed for the red-hot catfish hole.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show because, man, we had a lot of fun. And, oh, my goodness gracious, talking to Abby was great. And don't forget about all that April 30th, Fishing for a Cure. We need to raise so much money to help these kids in the hospital. So we want you to come out and be part of it. That's the only way to do it. Please go to my Facebook page, Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You could see a little link to get all the information and the forms to set in. Don't wait. Limited number of boats. Only 100 boats are going to be allowed. And you want to make sure you're part of that $10,000 guaranteed cash prize that's being sponsored by Constellation Power. Remember that. Okay, we have to go through this quickly. This is the Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, The Hawk game was really cool. Thank you. Well, took him to the Hawk game. Uncle Tom and his buddies went to the St. Joe River on one of his friend's boats, and they caught a bunch of coho. He said, I got some coming for you. They were using small crankbaits between 15 and 30 feet down. Most fish were caught south of the piers. Pier anglers did catch a few coho. Anglers were doing their best using skein. That's just a chunk of eggs. I don't know what skein is, but they're using a chunk of eggs. Okay. All right, Aiden. Dad and I checked out Muskegon. Pier anglers were catching a few brown trout and steelhead on spawn. I was trying, but the guy next to me kept catching fish, so he let me reel one in, so Dad and I have dinner. Woo-woo! That's exactly what he wrote. Woo-woo! He goes, I heard the boat trollers along the shoreline for brown trout said it was slow, and a few lake trout were caught on small spoons. Hope you have a hoppy, not happy, hoppy Easter to everyone back in Chicago. See you soon. Love you. That's Aiden's Fishing Report, sponsored by your friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Can't go wrong with those people. Hey, also don't forget, Braidwood action was even in the high winds of last Saturday we caught fish. So there's nothing wrong with fishing at Braidwood. Bass, we saw one huge blue cat that a young high school student caught. I mean, he was struggling to hold it up. He's a young guy. He's got strong arms, good back. But he did really cool. We're also seeing activity. The rivers are up and muddy and dirty, so be careful there. Some of the lakes like Chabanaw, Chain of Lakes that are getting water running into them, they're a little bit dirty because they caught a lot of rain on Wednesday. So please be careful when you go out and check those locations. It's very, very tough to fish some of those spots. But you can still catch fish. Offer them some meat or a flashy noise-making bait. That'll attract a bite to a lot of fish. Fox River came up. A couple of smallmouth bass were reported taken from the breaks just below some of the small dams on the Fox River. Not Fox River, but the DuPage River. So that's a good sign. And let's not pass up our friends at the Chain of Lakes who are now working those backwater areas to try to get some of those crappie that are so, so good in the frying pan. Lots of stuff going on there. We're seeing activity once, as we mentioned earlier, Lake Michigan in the show. Oh, man, almost everything but smelt are being taken in the Chicagoland and north and into Indiana waters. Fishing action in Benton Harbor is doing very good for coho, too. So let's not forget about that. Well, you know what? It's that time of this show because I can hear the flute playing. And I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from a friend of the show who lost her dad this week. His name was Stanley Jakowski. And he loved the outdoors, and he taught his daughter how to fish and just get out and enjoy it. So, you know, we wish her and her family and all the loved ones in the family, we extend our sympathies. But always remember from this Native American proverb, they are not dead who live in the hearts that they left behind. They are not dead who live in the hearts they left behind. Wow. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We borrow it all from our children's children's children. Let's make sure we give them more than what we have today. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.